Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm feeling very fragile.
I'm feeling weak and fragile. Maybe I'm sick. My son's sick and he was feeling very fragile and he just wanted to be held and comforted. I'm feeling extremely fragile. I just came back from town where I did a not very good spot to try and promote my upcoming fringe show, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Tickets on sale now. The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Extravaganza, the most censored show in Adelaide fringe history. Or is it? Come on down to the Royalty Theatre, March 10. Tickets on sale. Man, I'm fragile. I had the spot and then I was talking to my friend. And I was very bad company to a lot of people tonight. I could just tell that I was not in good form. I was not my conventional ebullient self. And he was telling me about someone he knows who's getting a divorce, and he was just describing the children and the young children in that family and what it's doing to them. And I didn't cry there, but I felt a big lump in my throat and I wanted to weep. And I thought, was this a particularly moving thing? Is this resonating with things in my life? And then as I was walking back to my car, you know, I saw a street performer do a cartwheel, and I thought, that's also very moving. They weren't doing a cartwheel, they were sitting on a ladder. I don't know why I lied. I'm a bit fragile. On my way into town, I was trying to find good new music. I'm listening. I didn't listen to a heap of new music last year, so I got a list of, like, the top 50 songs. I used to pay attention to what Anthony Fantano said about music, so I listened to the Needle Drops top songs of 2022. And they're just all garbage. I mean, some of them are right, but most of them are garbage. One I did like was called No Humpin'. And, put that dick up, we not humpin', is how some of it goes. It's a very in-your-face, a sexual song. And I listened to that on the way in, and there was one bit I really like. I forget what she said, but she was like, get out the van, I lose my composure. That was the rap style she was using. The rhythm was like, boo ba ba boo, boo ba ba boo. It was like a 1980s style rap flow, but I really liked it because it made me think of Anthony Kiedis in Around the World for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. When he goes, wake up the cake because I like she kissing me. Like they do when in Sicily. And it was so silly. And I thought, man, I hope that rap style does come back in. Because I can do that rap style. Hello, everybody. I'm here to say I'm going to drop the mic in a James-like way. It feels like a good way to rap for me. But I know I'm fragile because on the way back home, I listened to the song again. And I was moved by... I was moved to tears by No Humpin'.
Look, just so you know, the song is actually called We, not Humping.
and it is by Monolio.
Anyway, this episode's coming out late, and I'm sorry about that. I'm sitting in my car. I could do the episode now, but I'm not going to because it's a very hot car, and the air conditioner's broken. The air conditioner broke in the Volvo this week, everybody. I'm sorry. And what else? I've been cycling. That's been really good. I'm trying to get the body right, but then I think my knee's flaring up again, and then I'm worried about that. I'm such a big pussy. I have a special sickness that makes you into a big, weak pussy. But I had a thought for the episode on the drive back, and I... excuse me. I'm so fragile. My thought was, I'm doing commercial radio tomorrow. Well, I'm doing community radio, but it's Fresh FM, so it's pretty close to commercial radio. It's the only financially successful community radio station. And I'm going in there, I'm doing an hour tomorrow morning, and I thought what might be fun is if I take commercial radio, James, and I compare it with Fragile James sitting in his Volvo, and you get the whole yin-yang experience of the performer. Oh, mercy. Ah, mercy me. I've had a couple of big arguments today with people. But I tell you one thing that was really lovely is at Mass today I was called upon to work the coffee van, and I just took people's orders. And I realized how many people's names I knew in the community. Also how many people's names I don't know and should know their names, but it was just I just got to talk to everybody rather than just people I usually talk to. You know, 100. It's a big parish. And it was just so... It was all like surface-level chats. Yeah, obviously, it's surface-level. I'm taking that bloody coffee order. What, you have a flat white? Almond milk? You know, that sort of thing. But it was sweet for me. And maybe I'm a shallow person and I just like having those surface-level, easy discussions with people. And maybe the job that I'm best suited for would be guy who takes people's orders and keeps it all sort of sparkly and bubbly. Because when it gets more deep and tricky than that... Oh, I'm so fragile. I hope I have the commercial radio energy tomorrow. I hope I'm... I mean, I saw the Mountain Tower, I saw the Fresh FM people, and I didn't do their show last year. The new breakfast team. And I meant to... I had a couple of appointments to go in, and I slept in. And I said to them, please, let me make it up to you. Can I do a full show? And they said, all right. And they've since negotiated it down to 1 hour. 1 hour on a commercial radio show is incredible. It's an incredible promotional opportunity. And I just feel so weak. I hope I can put it together, because if I can be sparkling on the radio tomorrow, I may sell as many as 10 tickets to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Extravagan. And the writing of that show is coming along. Thanks to everybody who's... We've only got like 4 tickets left to the trial show in Melbourne. It's coming along, but I'm trying to run in material by doing these lineup shows. It'll be something like, you know, like Best of the Fest at 6 p.m. And people have had, you know, a glass of wine, and they have to see some comedy. And it's like, I wouldn't say uptight audiences, but they're not the most creatively adventurous audiences in the world. And so when I'm trying to do new and slightly off-the-wall stuff that I'm enthusiastic about, I think it'll work, but it's always good to remember that I'm not for everybody. I'm not for everybody. That's okay. It's not okay for my family because they're very poor, and I don't know where we're going to live when our lease runs out. I cannot afford to live here in this house, and I cannot afford a boat, and the podcast is not broad enough to have brought in boat money yet, but... Here's an affirmation. Here is an affirmation ahead of the commercial community radio that you're about to hear. I'm going to put the work in to be bubbly, to be broad, to be energetic early in the morning. Even though I'm fragile, I'm going to put on the charade. I'm going to wear the mask. I'm going to get people to buy tickets to that show. Here it is. Here's me on Fresh.
Good morning, Adelaide. It's Dave-O, Tom and Callum on Fresh 92.7. No Tom today, but we are joined by a very special guest.
Yes, because in the light of the fringe and also the fact that we love having our friends on the show, we have James Donald Forbes McCann.
Oh, it's a delight to be here. So happy to be back on. I was expecting at least some fake applause noise to come up, but oh, it's good to be here promoting my Adelaide Fringe show, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Extravagan.
Do you expect people to say the full name when they go up to the ticket box and say it verbally, or do you reckon they just say McCann?
I want that guy with the boat. That's what I'll give that big guy with the boat. I don't mind. I'm just doing one show.
Yeah, I was going to say, where is your show happening? What's going on?
It's at the Royalty Theatre on March 10, which you may know is the place where they do calisthenics. Ooh. But I'm told there will be no calisthenics during my show.
Oh, that's a shame. Are you going to be doing some or?
No one wants to see me with a full face of makeup and a little outfit. Well, some people actually would pay more to see that sort of show.
Well, sexy circuses are in.
My goodness, so there are a lot of sexy circuses.
I think you've found your niche.
Well, you know, there are some have you seen any shows at the Fringe this year?
I haven't seen any yet, no.
Here are my top three. The All top right. three I've seen this, and the third one is one of the sexy circus. It's called Dirty Dirty Sex Circus.
Okay,
it's just
right.
like circus, right, with trapeze and stuff, yeah. Except there's always a veneer of dirty, dirty sex. It's much like all the other dirty sex shows, only they're absolutely filthy.
Is this one that you go see?
I saw it. I walked out. I vomited with disgust.
But I recommend it to everyone
But it made me
else.
Feel something. You know what I'm saying? I was hey, moved by
that's
it.
High art. You might not enjoy it. It could be repulsive at the start, but that's something you contemplate after the show.
Hey, that's what The Fringe is all about, just going out there feeling an emotion. Like yeah. that second show, these comedian shows, you know? They do a storytelling show like David Dingleby. He's doing a show called Dead Dad Show.
Right.
It's just a show about... You thought, oh, it's like... they're all inspired by this Hannah Gadsby. You heard of this Hannah Gadsby?
Yes, I have. She's got a special on Netflix.
Very special. It's all sad, and that's what they're all doing. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. Well, you might not laugh, but you will walk out. It's these people who do... You know, the thing I hate most of anything at the Fringe, actually my big hate, these people doing shows to 10 people in these tiny little rooms.
Sure.
Hostage situations. You go there, you watch the comedian, there's 10 people there. If the comedian can look you in the eye for at least 8% of the show, get out of that room,
ever,
baby.
That's
why I'm doing a big show.
Do you ever go for that when you do the small crowds? Do you ever resort on, you know, not picking on someone, but making one person in particular feel awkward?
Yes. It's an old trick. But I would never do that to people now because my rooms are too big and successful.
That's it.
Like March 10 at the Royalty Theatre. But I'll tell you the best show that I've seen at the Fringe so far.
Yeah, tell us.
You see all these, like, you know, penis magic shows, like Puppetry of the Penis sure. or whatever, or like breast magic shows.
Or the one that, like, does the painting with the penis.
Yeah, yeah. What you got to see is this new show is called Anus Magic.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of making stuff disappear.
You know what?
I'll be honest, it's mostly just making stuff disappear.
James Hun, I have allowed you to come on this show, and I reckon in the last 3 minutes you've managed to say sex 17 times, penis and boobs, all in one breath.
Dave-O, it's not my fault. Anus, these are the shows in the Fringe.
Anus really topped it off as well.
You don't want to go and see Anus Magic? It's terrible when he makes things reappear.
Is that
Now, fellas, I've started a new job on the weekend. I'm emceeing at Cherry Nightclub.
I mean, you've joined the Cherry Club, and it's been a bit of a discussion that you are the hype girl, so you're the one that says, put your hands up, you say all of those classic cliche phrases, but how is it? Because you did do your first shift on the weekend.
It's a lot of fun, but it's so embarrassing. It's a shameful profession, I think.
No, you get to make people happy. You get to get the party pumping, the people jumping.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bring you a certain measure of happiness?
No, like I said, it's a lot of fun. But every time I say something in this mic, I giggle to myself and think, why the hell am I here?
I mean, do they respond well? Because is it a little bit of a power trip? Like, does everyone in the crowd respond to everything you're saying? When you say, put your hands up, will they do it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a bit of respect with the crowds there, you
All
see.
Right.
It's
bit
nice.
Of cred.
It's quite nice to have a bit of respect around the place, Callum.
Different workplace, different scenario.
Yeah, you got to be careful, though, because you can burn through that respect if you ask them to do something wrong as the MC. Like, if you go put your hands up for Detroit, a lovely city, they know it's not nice.
No. So true.
Hands go right back down. They say, I'm not putting my hands up for you.
There's a high crime rate in that place. Why would I support such a location?
So last weekend, it was like the grand opening, but also we're away this weekend for Mardi Gras and my birthday lands on Thursday.
Sure.
So the MC boss, the boss of all MCs, basically made last Saturday my birthday celebration at Cherry Nightclub. I couldn't think of anything worse, if I'm honest. I hate the attention being on me in that way. It was too much.
Wait, so has
sorry. You hated the attention? Your
yeah.
job is radio presenter / nightclub hype girl? And you're like, this attention is vile.
It is a bit out of character. Did the boss give word to the DJ or something that it's your birthday coming up? Like, how did the word spread around?
No, everyone sort of knew. So obviously all my favourite songs were getting played, like Metro Station, Shake It, Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. You know, a bit of Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo, sad girl songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, so it gets to 1:30 in the morning. My shift is sort of like wrapping up and the next MC came in to take over. And he comes in and he's got this big bag with him and he puts
Dave, don't give us that information. That's really an off-air chat.
If only one,
your birthday, your celebration, but come on, look out for yourself.
Oh, mate, you're playing with fire here, James. We're playing with fire. But he had this big bag with him, and basically what he's done, he has asked the entire crowd of 150 people to sing Happy Birthday to me.
So that is embarrassing.
Everyone looking at me, singing Happy Birthday. He's got on the mic, and then he got me an ice cream cake that we handed out.
How the tables turned. You know, I guess you're in that MC position where you're telling everyone what to do and then you sort of crumble because it's embarrassing getting the birthday song sung to you. And imagine how many people are in that club doing it.
It's bad enough when it's just your mates or your family, but when you have 150 people all staring at you, meanwhile, I've been on stage for 2.5 hours. I'm sweating up a storm. I look like a sea lion after a big swim. It was not a vibe.
I bet you looked great.
Oh,
I bet it was fun.
James,
did people
really
come
fun.
Over and try and, you know, after the show, give you a special birthday, you know.
Hat down from the sweat.
A fan down.
Yeah, yeah.
A hose down even.
Do you have a question that you need an answer to?
How do I ask him out?
Should I cut my hair?
Will I ever get my license?
Got me in a hypnosis.
Dave, Tom and Callum present Psychic Predictions on Fresh 92.7.
Wow, what a pleasure it is. And such a weird, strange combo to have comedian James Donald Falls McCann and our resident psychic, Casey McKenzie, in the studio together.
Now, Casey, I'm a devout Catholic and I'm very fearful of witchcraft. Because I consider it to be a possible opening to the demonic realm.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't.
Why aren't you afraid of black magic coming and possessing you and destroying all your happiness?
Because I don't even open that door. I don't even think about it. I don't even talk about it.
But is that door out there?
Yes, yes.
All right.
The door.
We agree.
It would be access, but Casey.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It doesn't go through that route, so you can
yes.
put the crucifix away.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I've got my rosary in my pocket to protect me this
safe
time.
Safe.
It is a jungle in here at the moment. No Tom. We've got a psychic. We've got a devout Catholic. We've got Callum.
Sounds like the start of a crazy joke. Psychic, devout Catholic walk into a bar. God. But let's see how it goes. I mean, are you going to do a card reading for us, Casey?
Yes, I am. I'm going to do a little reading for Davo this morning.
Yeah, okay, great. Can't wait to hear what this is all about. Jeez, I love putting myself on the line.
Every single time I pull you cards, you always get the same one about love. every single time. Now, just a little bit of a psychic tip here, development tip. If you keep pulling a card and you get the same message, it's a very clear one.
Okay.
So that just keeps confirming the path that you're on.
Is the message for Devo about love that she should become chaste and give up on filthy sexual
until
intercourse?
Until marriage, yeah. Yeah, well, you know me, I'm wild.
Devote, yes. But here, okay, so what it shows here is the next card that you've got says that you're going to be with someone or meet someone that is going to mirror you. So oftentimes when this card will show up in a reading, it means that you'll meet someone who is very similar to you, but it's also could be triggering and challenging because sometimes it's when you see the reflection looking back at you brings things up. Okay.
So I'm looking for a mentally ill...
No. This is not a bad thing. It's not a bad
cynical
thing.
Cynical man.
No. It's actually a good thing because this also does represent soulmate, twin flame, the whole deep connection and love.
Lovely.
But oftentimes that will just mean that you have to do some more self-acceptance, self-love. This person will bring that out in you.
Great. You know how uncomfortable I am right now. Yeah. You know I love this.
I know.
But also,
positive.
That card says a magician and it is fringe time, guys.
Wow, yes, hit it off with a magician.
It says magician and
imagine finding your soulmate.
I know,
in
right?
One of these magician people. What a very sad soul you'd have to pair up there. Look, he's going to make your dignity disappear. Dooley, dooley.
He's also going to be very creative. I have to just throw that out there too.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Casey.
No, you're welcome.
If you want a general reading like that, just give us a call now, 1-300-737-374, and Casey can pull a card for you.
Or I will pray for you.
Either
both,
or.
Both.
Now, give us a call now, 1-300-737-374, to get yourself a reading with Casey McKenzie.
Do you have a question that you need an answer to?
How do I ask him out?
Should I cut my hair?
Will I ever get my license?
You got me in a hypnosis.
Devo, Tom and Callum present Psychic Predictions on Fresh 92.7.
Like you said, Devo, what a strange motley crew batch to have Casey McKenzie, our psychic, and James Donald Paul's McCann, the comedian.
I fear magic. I don't know what's on the other side of the astral realm. Satan and his minions are tricky, and they can assume pleasing forms.
Yes.
We must be ever vigilant, and I'm hereby I'm giving you this rosary.
Okay, thank you.
We cannot be accusing Casey McKenzie of witchcraft
and
black magic.
Wait, is it not a form of witchcraft?
But probably what you're referring to is more the sitting down, doing the spells, doing the seances.
I've got to say, there's not as much house music in the witchcraft that I think about.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, and I don't do any of that.
I mean, Cassie, you just did a reading for Devo, and that worked out well. Did you observe that, James, any black magic to be seen spelling out from the cards?
Well, you did say that Devo had a soulmate out there. And if that's not true, that could really hurt Devo in the long run.
It could just have feelings. It's not black magic. It could just be a soul swap.
Surely not everyone has a soul. Adolf Hitler, did he have a soulmate?
I mean,
Eva Braun, of course. Excuse me, I forget.
She might have been just as bad.
Do we need to bring Hitler up in this hour?
I'm sorry, I already spoke about Kanye earlier.
Yeah,
you've gone for the double whammy, haven't you?
Who can say why I haven't been offered a job on this station?
Now, Casey, we do have a few callers here. God. We're going to do some general readings. You've got your cards there, so if we can get Tony from Windale. Tony, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Casey, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, darling.
Right. Oh, I know who you are. Yeah, I know, Tony.
Now, Tony, what would you like to know from Casey? Are there any questions specifically or just a general reading?
Look, I feel like just a general reading at this stage, please.
Yeah. I actually already pulled a card before I knew who was ringing or anything, and we had a man holding a heart card come out here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just going to... I feel like relationships, love life, going straight there. Yeah.
There's a very sexy man on that card. I don't want to... I know that you can probably change what's on the card. It's the same card, but there's an Orlando Bloom with his shirt off.
So, Tony, you might have...
He doesn't love a sexy man.
Yeah,
you wouldn't mind Orlando Bloom with his pants off, though, would you?
Good Lord, Devo. It's breakfast radio.
Black
put
magic
it away.
I'm preferring the carnage.
You've been possessed by lust, Devo.
So, Tony, I actually feel like we're going to the past as well. So you might still be having some issues from a past relationship because the next card that came up was envy. All right, so there might still be some... I actually feel like this is more of an energetic thing. So energetic healings and focusing on that again. That's very important for you because we need to let some stuff go from the past. But there's definitely...
Yeah, I think you know exactly what that is referring to.
Yeah, which is interesting that it's came up in the cards and I didn't even know he was calling until you were on the phone. So really just putting more focus back into that and making sure that you're disconnecting from any unhealthy relationships to let new healthy connections in, okay?
All right, yes.
Cool. Does that
you might have to message me after.
Yeah.
I think I will. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. No, and you know what? Like, as always, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So, thank you.
Message me after.
Amazing,
awesome.
Tony.
What a great read. We've also got Beck from Manapara West.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Beck. How are you? What would you like to ask Casey?
Just a general question this morning, please.
Yep. Oh, the deck.
Oh, the decks are on the ground.
What does it mean if a card falls on the ground?
I've just had two cards go flying on the floor.
It means that the message is needed.
I don't want
to
know.
Out.
I don't want to know.
It means you've got a strong message, and the two cards that came out was speaking about your crown chakra and abundance. So whenever this card will typically come through, it just means that you might be feeling disconnected from yourself, but also disconnected from source and feeling like you're lacking faith in things. I feel like with this one, also your guides are calling you to work on meditation, work on your connection, work on opening up to the divine. So you're actually going to be feeling drawn to this world, readings, doing it yourself, but also connecting to the other side. That comes through really strongly for you. So psychic ability might start opening up more. And then we had Blossoming Abundance, which talks to me about focusing on your health rather than abundance, financial abundance. I feel like this is your health. Okay. So really looking at healthy habits, and your mindset comes up a lot too. So doing a lot of work around mindset, manifesting, and really being cautious of what you're thinking about, because you are going to bring those thoughts in. All right, but this is a good thing. Whatever path you're on, keep focusing on it, especially around your health, okay? That's a big, clear message. And just focusing on those habits and mindset stuff is very big for you.
Beck, does that ring true for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely. When I was sitting here, I was like, I'm going to ask her about my health. I have a few things. So, yes, that coming up is a bit crazy. Yep.
Yeah. So just keep focusing on it. If you don't feel like, if you feel like something's not right, just keep looking into it. Also, naturopaths coming through for you too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amazing. Casey McKenzie from the Soul Lounge once again giving some incredible readings. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Davo, Tom and Cullen present Who Let the Dogs Out on Fresh 92.7, sponsored by Dog Club.
Yes, this is all sponsored by Dog Club SA, offering a premium service for the best long-term support for you and your dog on Benjamin Street in St. Mary's. Now, we have an incredible prize up for grabs. We got a Hood Hangs voucher, which is doggy daycare. Your dog is walked for 30 minutes, given one-on-one training with the absolute experts while at daycare. How good?
Hey, I mean, what a great prize, especially, if you are a dog lover, if you want to get your dog trained up a little bit, you know, even stuff like we said before, a healthier diet and just, you know, routine, just different sorts of trainings. It's a really good spot to do it. Very lovely people. James, do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog. Gosh, I mean, I'm a renter, so I'm allowed to have children, but no dog.
No dogs.
But I've come in here today to Fresh FM hoping to meet the Fresh Station dog, Mr. Scruffles, but he's not here. Where is he?
Yeah, where is he? He is in an Adelaide hotspot, a weird location, and we got you, the Fresh Fam, to guess where exactly he is.
Right, we did have an audio clue, which we'll play out now.
Watch out, Mr. Scruffles. Get away from that tram. Oh, no. Oh, he's everywhere. Where had Mr. Scruffles been before that terrible accident?
I mean, this is terrible. We're going to do this game all week.
I can see some movement. He's going to be okay, folks.
It's all right.
We did get a couple of calls in. We've got Michael from Mount Barker. Michael, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, Michael. Do you have a dog yourself?
Yes, I got two Kelpies.
What are their names?
Milo and Sage.
Are they cheeky?
Very, very.
Nice. Do you reckon they're in need of a little bit of training, a bit of discipline?
A little discipline, doggy.
Yeah, they could do with a bit more training.
Okay, now, Michael, where do you reckon our dog, Mr. Scruffles, has ended up?
Is it Glenelg?
Well, it bloody well is.
It's Glenelg.
Can you believe it?
How good.
You have found the dog. Congratulations. We'll repair him up so he's good to go tomorrow. But yes, congratulations. Yes. What a good guess.
You've got your Hood Hangs voucher obviously coming your way. Your dogs will be allowed on a full day of doggy daycare. Enjoy, Michael. Well, thanks for playing.
Thank you. You're listening to Davo, Tom and Callum.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.